This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. Have you ever heard people say that the Lord spoke in parables to make truth more clear? Well, let's examine that claim. First of all, what is a parable? The Greek word is made up of two words, para, which means near or beside, and ballo, which means I cast or throw. So literally, a parable is a method of teaching which demands the use of similitude or comparison. The Companion Bible translates Proverbs 26:7 this way: "The clothes of a lame man, being lifted up, expose his lameness, so a fool exposes his folly in expounding a parable." So let's make sure we do not use our imagination when approaching parables and expose our folly. Most interpretations of parables nowadays only expose human folly. In Matthew 13:35, the Lord Jesus quotes Psalm 78:2 in relation to his speaking in parables. So Psalm 78 can guide us to the right understanding of the purpose of a parable. Psalm 78 is a mashkil of Asaph. M-A-S-C-H-I-L is a Hebrew word that means to look at or scrutinize. So this psalm is a parable that requires thought. The whole psalm is a rehearsal of the history of Israel from the time of Moses to David and shows us the inner reason for their failure. From this, we may infer that a parable urges us to consider deeply the ways of God with his people and to look for the hidden causes and workings which are veiled from the eyes of the uninstructed. The first parable of the Bible is found in Numbers chapter 23 and is about Israel and their distinct calling as a special nation. So parables lead us to think about the hidden causes of the failure of Israel in relation to the kingdom, and they look forward to a time when things will be put right when Christ returns. Now, the word parable appears for the first time in the New Testament in Matthew 13. In Matthew 4-12, the Lord Jesus heralded the kingdom and proved it with signs. In chapter 12 of Matthew, the Jews reject Christ as prophet, priest, and king. And then immediately after this rejection, the Lord Jesus teaches the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven in chapter 13. Now, if you read Matthew 13 carefully, the Lord Jesus said that he did not give parables to make the truth plain, but to hide it from the majority. These parables relate to the secrets of the kingdom. They were kept secret since the overthrow of the world. Now, the prophets of old spoke of the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow. There was no long interval between the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. The rejection of the king was only partly seen. Even John the Baptist in Matthew 11:3 questioned why it was taking so long. In Matthew 5-7, we have the precepts of the kingdom and its announcement is at hand. This Sermon on the Mount tells us the character of the subjects of his kingdom. Then in Matthew 24-25, we have the prophecy of the kingdom and its setting up. But between these two great discourses, we have the parables of Matthew 13. Matthew 13 tells us in parables why the kingdom is delayed. These parables would address John's concerns as to what is taking so long for the kingdom to arrive. Remember, John announced it as at hand, and he was in jail, so where's the kingdom? Well, the parables explain the delay. In conclusion, the parables show us the inner workings of God's counsels in relation to Israel. To hide the gospel of life and the teaching of Paul regarding the present dispensation of the mystery in the parables is to confuse the things that differ. God never hides truth for today in parables. The Gospel of John was written so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing we might have life through his name. And Paul said that he was an apostle to enlighten all as to what is the dispensation of the mystery. Let's not fail to rightly divide the word of truth with a method of teaching that applied to a past dispensation. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.